become more satisfied by giving to others. If you're struggling with a lack of satisfaction in your life, you may want to consider giving to others. Sometimes that hole we feel when we're unsatisfied comes from a feeling of selfishness, even if we don't realize it. That feeling becomes more apparent when we do things for others without expecting anything in return. Today we're going to talk about why you should give to others and how to give when you aren't sure what to do. Why you should give to others. There are a variety of reasons why you should give to others, especially when you feel like you're unsatisfied with life. Regardless of how you choose to give to another person or being, the feeling one gets after doing so is unmatched. Here are some more reasons why you should give to others when you aren't feeling satisfied in life. There's always someone in need. Whether that's a neighbour, or an unhoused person, or a shelter animal, someone always has it worse than you. Organisations are always in need of help. Volunteer organisations and non-profits always need help, both physically and financially. There are plenty of opportunities to fit your skill set. Whether you excel in interpersonal skills or you're an accounting whiz, you should have no trouble finding an opportunity. Some organisations give volunteers and donors special perks. You may be invited to the organisation's future events by volunteering your time and money. Ways to give to others. If you've decided you want to give to others in some way, you may be struggling with finding ways to give. Giving to others doesn't always mean you have to donate your time. You can also volunteer for someone or something via your money or by donating any belongings you no longer use. Regardless of what you do, you'll likely achieve that same feeling of satisfaction after doing so. Volunteer your time. If you find yourself with plenty of time on your hands, consider finding an organisation with similar values as yours. After finding a specific organisation, reach out to them for any volunteer opportunities currently listed. For an animal shelter, this may be a person to walk dogs or sit with cats. For a homeless shelter, this may be packing lunches for outreach initiatives later on that week. Because non-profit organisations and charities are made to help the public, there's a constant need for volunteers. Volunteer your money. If time isn't on your side but you still want to help, consider making annual donations to a specific cause that means a lot to you. Even if you aren't rolling in money, modest donations can go a long way in helping others within your own community. In some cases, donating money to an organisation could give you special perks, like event invites or branded items from the organisation itself. Volunteer your items. If spring has rolled around and you're feeling inclined to clear out the clutter in your home, consider donating any personal belongings you no longer use to various organisations. Old towels can be donated to your local animal shelter, for example, and old clothing still in good condition may be accepted by a local homeless shelter. Conclusion. Regardless of how you choose to give to others, it doesn't need to be elaborate. Giving to others can be something as simple as helping your neighbour with a task they struggle with. Nobody is asking you to become Robin Hood, but taking a little piece of yourself and giving it to other people can do wonders in creating a more satisfactory life.